Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. Each Monday morning at this time, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk politics. Today, he's getting ready to cover yet another campaign event in Ohio. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So we've got the president coming to Cincinnati today, not far from here, over in Eaton Park. Yeah. And why here? Why now? What's going to happen today?
Well, it's interesting. A couple weeks ago at the convention, Mayor Mark Mallory got up and made a joke. And he said that Ohio is the most important state in the election, that Hamilton County is the most important county in Ohio. And he's the mayor of the largest entity in Hamilton County, so that makes him the most important person in the world. Now, you know, he was joking, but Hamilton County is very important to the Obama campaign. They won here 4 years ago by about 30,000 votes, and they need to reproduce that kind of a victory in Hamilton County in order to win in Ohio. 4 years ago, they had this massive enthusiasm among African-American voters, young voters, Democrats in general, who turned out in mass from the city of Cincinnati and sort of overwhelmed the heavily Republican suburban vote and managed to win Hamilton County for Barack Obama. Now, today, he's going to be here. And it's more or less a pep rally for the thousands of people who are going to be working as volunteers, making phone calls, knocking on doors, doing that kind of one-on-one campaigning that is going to make the difference.
Does it really make a difference to have the president come here? Will that really stir things up?
Well, I think it does for the people who are actually get involved in these campaigns. I mean, it's good to see the actual candidates, see him in the flesh, hear him. It's exciting for them. It revs them up. And the theory is it makes them work harder to get him elected.
Now, he'll also be speaking in Columbus today. Same sort of reasons there?
I think so. I mean, he won Franklin County in 2008. He needs it again. He needs these large urban counties, not just Cuyahoga County, which is reliably Democratic, but places like Franklin and Hamilton County and even Montgomery County, which could go either way. So the visit to Columbus, too, is a pep rally and to try to get the enthusiasm of 2008 fired up again, fired up and ready to go. That's their theme.
Now, Mitt Romney and his surrogates have also been making the rounds through Ohio. Marco Rubio will be in Columbus today. There's a rally in Cincinnati with Congressman Steve Chabot and others before President Obama's address. What's their role today?
Well, they're the countering, you know, the arguments that Barack Obama is going to make here in Cincinnati today, and they're going to talk about the $16 trillion debt. They're going to talk about a failed stimulus program. They're going to talk about Obamacare. They're going to talk about the failures of what they see as the failures of this president to keep the promises that he made 4 years ago.
Any word that you don't think this is the end, I assume?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, you know, we may not see him as much in Southwest Ohio, you know, because Northeast Ohio, particularly for President Obama, is very, very important. He's got to get a huge turnout up there. And he has issues to run on, like the comeback of the auto industry, which is a very effective issue for him. But yes, I mean, we're going to see them or the vice presidential candidates or their wives in Ohio every day, almost every day between now and the election.
The polls are still close, although at this point now they tend to be favoring President Obama. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, most of the polling out there right now has an average of about a 4 percentage point lead in Ohio for Barack Obama. Now, that can vanish overnight, depending on circumstances, depending on things he can't control, you know, internationally and nationally. But, you know, right now, he seems to be in a fairly good position, but not a comfortable position. And I still think this is going to be a very close race in Ohio.
Very quickly, do you think the top of the ticket will affect the U.S. Senate race between Sherrod Brown and Josh Mandel?
Well, I do think that Barack Obama needs to win Ohio to help Sherrod Brown hang on to his seat. I think that is very important, and he is banking on that. He's banking on the Obama operation to bring their people out, because if they come out, they'll vote for Sherrod Brown as well.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his blog and his stories on the president's visit today at our website, wvxu.org.